Yeah, that was great. Zlatan used to band, and I heard the Dozore in there, and Michael Ginsberg on vocals on that song. And you guys don't do that. You do just the occasional vocal song. Who was that from, by the way? Who sang, who did you know that song from?
Slobodan Mulina.
And is that sort of typical that maybe there aren't that many, it's mostly instrumental music with the odd vocal, or is that just sort of your personal choice with a band that you just sprinkle the occasional vocal?
It really depends upon the setting. In Gucha, we saw very, very little vocals because, well, you know, the bands are playing in tents and there's no microphone and it's hard for singers to sing over a band. But if the people request a song, they have to know the song and they will sing it. They have to know the words too. I was with a band and there was the singer had a book, thick book of song words, basically, and they could do just about anything that anybody requested. So,
how many tunes do you guys have in your repertoire, do you suppose, at this point?
I don't know.
A couple hundred.
And are most of the songs thought of, I mean, it's a mixture, are some songs thought of as traditional and some songs kind of belong to an artist, or does it tend to be more one or the other?
Yeah, that's true. Some songs are traditional and some songs are composed more recently, in fact, you know, composed so that we know who would compose it or who would be the person who made the tune famous.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's the Zlatan Uzdi Balkan Brass Band. Again, they have a great new CD out called Dozore, which we just heard the song that gave us the title. And we will see them next weekend, both Friday and Saturday, at the Golden Festival at Grand Prospect Hall, the biggest event of the year, 263 Prospect Avenue. Emerson?
One thing you've forgotten to say, Rob, is that you're going to be broadcasting this live from the Golden Festival main ballroom.
Yes, we are. We're going to broadcast from the ballroom from 6 to 9, the show live, with whoever turns up and plays on stage there, which I guess we will know by then. We may know by now. Is the band stuff up on the site yet? I don't know. I haven't checked myself. It is. And we're probably also going to try to tape a second stage, too, one of the other four stages. But we'll see. We'll see how that goes. And we're definitely actually going to tape later at the ballroom. So basically, you can we'll give you a little taste from 6 to 9, but then after that, hopefully, you'll be inspired if you aren't there already at that point to come down in person. Or if you're listening, you know, abroad, we understand. If you're listening in Japan.
It's worth crossing the bridges if you don't live in Brooklyn or coming through the tunnel.
Exactly. At very least, worth crossing the bridges, the tunnel.
You go till 2 a.m. in the morning, so there won't be any traffic when you go home.
Exactly. Now, let's just hope for no more blizzards. No, it can't. It can't happen. I do remember one kind of snowy one though, when you were up in Inwood.
Half an inch.
All right, we can do a couple more songs.
Okay.
All right. What do you want to do next?
Well, we're gonna do one that I composed, Rechenica, a Bulgarian dance tune. So.
Or it would be if you were Bulgarian.
I would. Or a dance tune in Bulgarian style.